The Emerson String Quartet is celebrating 40 years of music making. I'm speaking with violinist Gene and violist Larry, and I'm so excited about your latest release of Benjamin Britten and Henry Purcell. I wanted to ask about working in the Baroque, because I know you guys have recorded Bach and done all sorts of great things in the past. And we've since, you know, heard a lot of historically informed performances, and I know there's sort of different equipment involved. And I wanted to ask about recording Henry Purcell.
We're aware of various approaches to the music of the Baroque period, and we might have paid even a bit more attention to that in the case of Purcell, because his music has not really been part of the mainstream of our repertoire, as opposed to the music of Bach, which can be interpreted wonderfully by early music performers, authentic performance practice players, and by modern players, as long as they approach the material with sensitivity and don't simply play it in the same style they would use for music by Brahms, for example. We're aware of the movement in general, and we know that it's not actually one iconoclastic movement of authentic performance practice. There are many different ways in which it's been done, many different sounds of performers. And in fact, there are some performers who are equally adept in both fields. With that whole background of having heard recordings of music like played like that and some live performances of it, So it's sort of in our ear, so to speak, when we begin to rehearse music like the Fantasias of Purcell. Of course, we're going to be influenced by that to some extent, and yet we want to give it our own personal stamp. We don't want to hide the fact that we're playing with modern bows and modern instruments. And I would also say that we attempted to differentiate between the Purcell Shackany, for which we were using Benjamin Britten's edition, in which he had put a lot of articulation markings and dynamics. We decided that we were just going to embrace the mid-20th century style of playing Baroque music.
Benjamin Britten's string quartets unfortunately aren't very well known here in the United States. You've recorded the second and third quartets that are radically different. One sort of references Purcell, and the other one is very late Britten. How is it to go through and decide to record these two works?
Now, I won't pretend that it's not difficult to play either of the Britten quartets. Perhaps the second quartet is even a bit more challenging technically than the third quartet, but they all have their challenges and they're deeply rewarding. There's a lot of depth in it, and there's a very individualistic voice. It doesn't really sound like anybody else, and it's interesting to hear how Britten takes some of the old forms like a chaconne from the Baroque period and he adapts it or refits it, so to speak, for the 20th century.
And know, the Breton Third Quartet is his last work, and it's, you know, separated by many years. Was that a challenge, being sort of in very different styles and different parts of his life?
Yeah, I think, the fact that it was written 30 years apart, and it's also being the third quartet being the last work that he wrote, those are always amazing, can be amazing stories, similar to, say, Bartok's sixth string quartet or the last Shostakovich quartet. They are personal statements, personal testimonies, and that's what makes it so touching and devastating, actually, to play.
I know while you've made so many incredible recordings and have been on Deutsche Grammophon, and now this is a Decca Gold release, I wanted to know, Paul Watkins is now the cellist, and this is the first release. He's no longer signing CDs that are don't have him on it, but this is got to be nice to have Paul on the release.
Right. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, he's always been having to do that for a while, but we're really thrilled now. This is our second recording with him now. The one right before this we did was for Decca. This is now for Decca Gold. We've come up in the world here. But he wanted, I think he, you know, kind of influenced us a little bit in trying to do these Britten quartets, and also particularly the Purcell music, and which we didn't really know. I think it was really came from a lot of influence from him. And it was missing in our discography to have the Britten quartets, to say the least. So this has really worked out very well.
Gene, Larry, it's so nice. I've heard you in San Antonio and met you there, and in Harrisburg previously. We'll have to get you here to West Lafayette at Purdue. So nice to talk with you guys, as always.
Well, it's always delightful to talk to you, John, no matter where it is.
Well, that's
thank
great.
You so
and
much.
We're very fortunate that we've just signed for three CDs. This is the first of the three, and we'll have two more coming out on Decca Gold, and yet I can't tell you what that is because we haven't figured out the repertoire yet, but we'll try to make it interesting for sure.